Special delivery. Many New Yorkers are getting checks in the mail this month from the state. They're rebates for residents in school districts outside of New York City that stayed under Governor Cuomo's property tax cap. And the checks are arriving right before Election Day in November. In his budget address earlier this year, the governor said it's all about easing the burden on taxpayers and increasing efficiency in local governments.
It is relief to homeowners, but it is also something else. It's an opportunity to fundamentally address the structural cause of high property taxes.
But as WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, the policy comes with consequences for some schools, including cuts in everything from the arts to academics.
I went up to the town of Minerva, about 90 miles north of Albany. It's on the eastern edge of the Adirondacks, with curvy country roads, pumpkin patches, and maple syrup stands. Only about 800 people live here. It is literally a one-stoplight town, with one school that serves all 125 kids, and one teacher for pre-K and kindergarten.
Kindergarten, would you please take out your letter book?
I head to Linda Williford's classroom. She's been teaching kindergarten here for nearly a decade. It's her second year teaching pre-K.
What's on your paper?
She's doing them both at the same time.
Pre-Ks, let's take a look at your paper that you have.
Williford stands between the two groups of kids and pivots from one to the other. This is the kind of move she's had to master ever since budget cuts forced her to juggle two classes at once.
Take your pencil.
Okay.
On her right, she's helping the pre-kindergartners identify letters.
L. What is L for?
On her left, she's teaching the kindergarten kids to turn those letters into words and write.
When we make a lowercase t, where do we start?
Top.
I often wish that I could split myself in half and give my whole attention to the pre-Ks and my whole attention to the kindergartners, but unfortunately I can't do that. But I try as best I can to meet all the needs in the classroom.
Tim Farrell is the superintendent of Minerva Central School District. He says because pension and health care costs are growing so quickly, staying under Governor Cuomo's tax cap means reducing costs pretty much everywhere else.
We had to cut over $400,000 worth of program. Devastating cuts.
For example, the fifth and sixth grade are also combined. There's no more college-level English, calculus, or Spanish. Band is gone. Farrell says he tried to avoid this. Last spring, the school board proposed spending far beyond that 2% cap. But in order to do that, they needed approval from residents. Surprisingly, 59% voted in favor, even though it meant higher taxes. But the state requires a 60% supermajority to override the cap. They came so close, but the proposal failed.
I've had the fortune of actually growing programs to turn around and then cut and shrink and remove all of those things that we've built, which have really led to student success, is painful. Words can't describe how painful it is.
Of course, Minerva is an extreme case. Because classes are so small, spending per student is unusually high, and cuts are really obvious. But critics say that's the way the policy works. It hits smaller, poorer districts like Minerva harder. Billy Easton is executive director of the advocacy group Alliance for Quality Education New York, which gets some of its funding from teachers' unions.
You can raise a lot more money for schools with a low property tax rate in a community with wealthy households. If you have a $1 million house, a small increase is going to raise a lot more money than a community that has average $150,000 houses, which would need a much larger increase to raise money.
Still, he says schools across the economic spectrum are feeling the pinch, especially after the state reduced its aid for education a few years ago. On Long Island, districts report laying off teachers, librarians, and social workers, trimming electives, canceling field trips, and cutting professional development. Same goes for Rockland County and Westchester.
We've seen class sizes at record levels, cuts in art, music, sports, tutoring programs.
And Easton believes the rebate residents are getting in the mail this month, right before the November election for governor, is nothing more than a political gimmick.
It's basically a bribe for the voters, you know, that if you don't invest in your local schools, then the governor will send you money.
But the governor's office says it's not a gimmick. The cap is part of a broader effort to rein in taxes. Communities can opt out if they don't like it. and the checks won't have Cuomo's name on them. Plus, property taxes in New York are high. In sheer dollars, 3 out of the 4 counties with the nation's highest property taxes are in New York. Brian Sampson is executive director of the pro-business group Unshackle Upstate.
We needed a mechanism in place that would stifle the growth of property taxes because we were starting to see many of our seniors be forced out of their homes. Young people, recently married, young couples trying to buy a home were having a difficult time.
So supporters say schools need to be more disciplined about money. And the cap seems popular. Only a tiny fraction of districts have voted to override it. In Minerva, it doesn't take long to find folks who'd welcome some tax relief. I head to Sullivan's store. It's a gas station, it's a grocery store, it's an unofficial community center, and it's where locals gather for their morning coffee. I say I've come to learn more about property taxes in the area.
All the way from New York City.
All the way from New York City, yeah.
You're lost.
Bill Bailey used to work at one of the nearby mines. But like Minerva's other big industry, logging, there just aren't as many of those jobs as there used to be. So he's retired and subsists on his pension and Social Security.
Everything's hard to keep up today if you're on a fixed income.
Especially, he says, property taxes.
I wish they'd just leave the taxes alone for a few years.
As for the school, he says it's time to think about economies of scale.
Well, I don't like to hurt children, but these schools haven't got enough kids in them.
He says maybe Minerva should join forces with another nearby school. And Governor Cuomo's policy encourages just that kind of thing. Next year, schools need to show they can save more money by becoming more efficient or sharing services with other schools. If they do that, residents will get another check. Henry Gelber, who's in that new 5th and 6th grade class, says he thinks he knows where all this is heading.
Funny thing, after a while, they're going to be moved to the old one-house schoolhouse down the road. Yeah.
A one-room schoolhouse? Gelber's parents aren't going to let it go that far. They say one of the reasons they moved to Minerva is because of the small classes, because they thought Henry had a shot at a great education here. Now, they aren't so sure. So they put their house on the market and are hoping to move somewhere else sometime soon. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.